cliffcentral.com.
All right, let's get into it. You know what it is? It's time for Anthea and the Money Shot and
all the hardness. Song.
All right, Anthea, what do you got for us this morning?
Such a wonderful voice.
Isn't it great?
That's the one recorded by Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato did it specially for you.
Yeah, so talk about coronavirus. It seems to have spooked the market as well. Asian shares were down 7% at one stage this morning. And the panic is hitting like across the board. You know, obviously travel companies, airlines, even Apple is closing its store in China. And in fact, 2/3 of Chinese businesses will remain closed this week. And then I think this just leads to a general expectation of a slowdown in the economy, which has seen all the markets come under pressure. The only sector that has really been spared was biotech, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So some companies already working on vaccines and drugs, obviously. VIR, biotechnology, was up 110% in the last month.
Jeez.
And then Novavax was up 87%. And then those are the kind of the two companies that have really benefited. And then Morgan Stanley seems to be quite bullish on two other companies, Moderna and Regeneron, which they seem to indicate they've got plans to develop a vaccine and produce antibodies against the virus. And I believe we're weeks away from it. So,
yes.
I don't know what that means in terms of how many people will be affected. And I believe the fatality rate is only 5 or 3% or something. But the growth rate of the infection is like between 10 and 20% a day.
Oh, my God.
Which I think if you kind of work the, we know a bit about compound interest, right? If you work out compounding that, like just every week, it's just ridiculous.
Right.
So that's quite scary. Our market took a real smack and the Rand had a little bit of a puke last week. And also just because of this coronavirus. And of course, the load shedding didn't help.
Oh, what delightful times.
So the Rand broke through 15 against the US dollar, although I see a few minutes ago it's pulled back to 14.98. And this is the real impact, because last week I was trading for a client who took his full foreign investment allowance offshore, which is 10 million rand. And the euro we traded at 16.15. Last night I checked, the euro was 16.65.
Mm-hmm.
That's 300,000 rands worth. More than 300,000 rands. Well, obviously he saved the money because he bought when the rand was a little bit stronger against the euro.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the real impact the weaker rand has. An example, really.
Right.
And then fourth quarter earnings reporting has started in the US, and it's all about tech funds at the moment. And so the first one, I must tell you, Elon Musk added $2.3 billion to his fortune in 60 minutes on Wednesday after Tesla reported stronger than expected fourth quarter results. Tesla's now, by the way, the second largest by market cap or value company, if you like, in the largest automaker in the world, just having overtaken Volkswagen by breaching $100 billion worth. I mean, Toyota's like way ahead still. And Musk himself owns a fifth of Tesla stocks, so that's quite exciting.
Yeah.
He currently receives no salary or bonus, by the way. But if he carries on like this and kind of delivering on the way he does, he's finally eligible to unlock his first tranche of bonus, $50 billion worth.
It's quite a nice amount. $50 billion.
Yeah, not bad. If he carries on with this trajectory of delivering.
So that would suddenly escalate and skyrocket his own personal fortune.
Sure.
In a big way. I mean, 50 billion is, that used to be where the richest man in the world was once. You know, 50 billion is now halfway, I think, if you look at what Jeff Bezos is worth.
I'm actually just trying to think, because Amazon also reported last week, and somewhere
these rich guys are skyrocketing.
It's fabulous, right?
Mm.
So Jeff Bezos' fortune last week was $124.2 billion because of the shares of Amazon.
Yeah.
So Amazon also, yeah, so that puts Musk kind of halfway.
It's amazing. Really. It's a huge amount of money. It's just extraordinary, isn't it?
You know, it's such a difficult one because, you know, they're really, even though the company is now the second largest automaker in the world, they really are not producing. I mean, their actual earnings per share is a loss. So they're making a loss to shareholders like you and me. And a lot of people are like, oh, but we've missed this run in the Tesla share price. But actually, like, if you asked me if I was going to invest client money into it, I don't know if I could. And I love Elon Musk. And like, I just like the fact that he breaks the mold as a CEO. He's not traditional and he does stupid white boy dances in China.
And those cringeworthy dances.
And bad tweets.
And bad tweets. Oh. And just all sorts of...
It's him and Theresa May just really up there for cringeworthy dancing.
But can we at least take a moment to appreciate what he calls his cars, right? S3, X, and Y. I mean, that's very sexy, right?
I get that now.
Yeah, so that's very cool.
Light just gone on.
Yeah. And then at the same time, in fact, I tweeted about this last night, so hopefully the president will pick this up. But Toyota, which is the largest automaker in the world, has said last week, on Friday, said that it was investing an additional 4.2 billion rand into South Africa and creating 1,500 jobs. So I tweeted saying, please, can we just phone Elon and ask him to open a Tesla factory here?
Mm.
It's like, it's kind of obvious, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm surprised you don't have him on speed dial.
Elon or the presidency?
Both.
Elon, just like, hey, E-man.
It's not my decision to call him.
Does speed dial even exist anymore? I'm just wondering.
Yes.
Does
you've
it?
You've got your Siri. List of, yeah. Well, I
like favorites maybe.
Yeah, right. I mean, you use those for like family. And
do you really? I don't.
Yeah, you don't?
No.
Don't have anyone in your favorites list?
Oh,
maybe that's the problem.
Oh.
Right, moving on swiftly.
Tell me about Facebook.
Yes, because they also reported they beat estimates both top and bottom line, so kind of revenue and net profit. But, and on top of that, they announced a $10 billion share buyback. So you would have thought that the share price would rally, but actually the share fell 7%. I think it was Wednesday as well. Because analysts spotted a 51% increase in expenses to $46.7 billion as of expenses for the quarter. We're talking about the quarter, by the way, right? Revenue for Facebook for the quarter, for the 3 months, was $21.08 billion, which is up 25% from a year ago. That's over 300 billion rand that Facebook is generating in revenue every 3 months. And I know I asked you this, and I probably ask every 3 months, but has anybody bought anything on Facebook?
No, not me. Do you, you know anyone who has?
I actually know there are like two people who now use Marketplace so often.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well then that's the exception.
They swear by the convenience of it.
Because the other thing that we watch quite carefully is the average revenue per user. So to see how much people are actually spending. And it's $8.52. So it's up a little bit from 8.38 the previous year. Okay. But that's what? 128 rand a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. And none of us are spending. So somebody out there is buying. Anyway. It was interesting to hear what the Zuck had to say on his call to analysts. And I must say this, a couple of things. Like he says, we remain focused on building services that help people stay connected to those they care about, which is very sweet.
Yeah, but we've heard that before. And, and he likes to use the word community.
And then Facebook is preparing for an, in inverted commas, intense year. That will include the 2020 US elections. He probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
And then my goal for this next decade isn't to be liked, he says, but to be understood. Because in order to be trusted, people need to know what you stand for.
Oh.
I'm just like, okay.
Nice. That is bring out the violence.
Exactly. Yeah. And then on a day when the S&P 500 fell the most since October, Jeff Bezos added $7.9 billion to his fortune.
That's nice.
Because Amazon also reported better than expected results. He owns about 12% of Amazon, And he's worth, what did I say earlier on, $124.2 billion.
Sure.
And then Mackenzie owns 4%. And
that's
her,
the ex-wife.
Yeah, and her net worth is $40 billion.
Oh, my God.
Have I missed my opportunity to marry Rich? I mean, like, yes. Is it too late for me? Damn. Okay, you guys will have to do it. You good-looking young people will have to do it.
I think I'm too old. I don't think
we're right
I'm
at the
I'm past this now. You know, when you're 25, you just...
Oh, my God. It's so depressing.
Over the hill now.
Okay, well, if anyone else gets married and gets married to a billionaire, then, you know, good for you. At least you got the idea from us, and good luck. Godspeed.
And always remember, sharing is caring.
Yes. Bring back some of that for us. All right.
Not much happening back home. Only Sasol, they published a trading statement on Friday looking absolutely shocking.
Oh, no.
Earnings per share expected to be down between 68 and 78% for the first half of their results. I mean, there were no significant impairments, and there's a glimmer of hope because their net debt to EBITDA still remains below 3x, which is decent, but the share did fall 7% on Friday. And then lastly, this morning, we've got Tongaat starting to trade again after its suspension last year, so I'm not sure who's going to be buying it, but I'm sure there'll be a couple of people trying to sell after.
Robert says he spends up to 4,000 rand a month on Facebook ads. It's probably a small number of users that make up that spend, because bigger businesses probably spend hundreds of thousands a month. There we go, Anthea. You wanted to know from someone who'd spent. Yeah.
There we go. Well, that's
amazing.
Gives us the right average.
All
right.
I don't know. Cool.
Thanks very much, guys.
Okay, wait. There's a question for you. Morning. Please, can you ask Anthea if we could set up a fund so that we can all pull together and invest in the Maluku Safari Lodge? I don't think many of us can afford the 1 million rand needed to invest. Thanks, Emma.
What's the Maluku?
I don't know anything about that, but there we are. No, don't worry about it. It's obviously something that Emma knows about that the rest of us don't. We're all stupid. Emma, we'll look into it. We'll inform ourselves so we're not so embarrassing. Thanks, Anthea.
While we're talking to our consumers and investors, I must just remind you, you've got 25 days to top up your tax-free savings account. You're allowed up to 33,000 rand per tax year.
Yes.
So that's not a bad idea. Right?
Anything to save some tax.
Exactly.
Good idea.
Everybody should have at least that.
All right, there we go. So if you have a tax-free savings account somewhere, or if you've been sent some advertising around that, it might be worth looking into, even if it is only 33,000.
Yeah, I'm a call Anthea for that advice.
Yes, that's who you should call. Who are you going to call?
Call Anthea. Dun, 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 dun.
Cliffcentral.com.